Toucher.
No police were called.
And Rich.
I am somewhat of a superhero.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
John is in Vegas. K-Don Radio. What's up, John? How are you?
Hi, Sean, or Mr. Hannity.
Yes,
sir. Very excited to talk to you. I know there's a lot of important stuff going on in the country, so I'm going to try to be quick. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
But I was not as big of a fan as my great-grandfather was.
Wow.
He passed away last week.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's painful.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't think I'd get emotional. But, okay, so he was a World War II vet, and he listened to your show pretty much every single day.
Wow. Wow.
His name, he was Sergeant Mike Riley of the United States Army.
Yes, sir.
Everyone just knew him as Sarge. That's what I called him. He loved the show. He was always afraid to call in. He was worried he'd be terrible on the radio.
He probably
would have stumbled and been awkward. He was not cut out for radio. But anyways,
Let me tell you about these guys.
Sarge. Rocking out of Cowlin with Jay Stu. Sarge. Getting free soccer swings from Andy Wong. Sarge. Extra dark sauce with the soggy swing. Uh-huh.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and on July 6th, I was in here with Adam Jones, and Sarge was in for Wallach, and one guy called in and said, Sarge sucks, and Sarge went ballistic on him, so for the rest of the show, everyone tried to sneak in and say Sarge sucks.
Because they knew it riled him up so much.
And then it started taking off from there, and people were calling other shows, and then this John from Vegas just said, I'm going to be the king.
Yep.
I'm going to get through to Francesa, Sean Hannity, Feinbaum. And we put it out there. If there was a Sarge cycle, three calls in a row, all with Sarge. But we'll get to that.
Yeah, we will get to that. But first, we have some unfinished business. There are not only John from Vegas has been calling other shows, but there have been other callers that call our show who have been infiltrating different shows. However, this person might have actually thought they were calling our show. This person's sense of time and date probably isn't the most astute.
Right.
Everybody remembers, of course, the
I'm not Dilly.
The one and only Dilly, who just seems to be confused whenever she calls in. Again with the Dilly, and then we'll just randomly say
12,000 times.
Which really was in reference to nothing. So she has accidentally called the Zolak and Bertrand show before. They were confused by her. And then she calls in and talks to Adam Jones. So let's listen to Dilly calling in Friday night to the
Jones,
the vulture,
what was going on,
the
right?
Sports vulture. Oh, well, of course, okay. Yes, he was okay. Of course hip on everything that's happening with Dilly, who is not.
I'm not Dilly.
Let's take a listen.
In fairness, she's not Dilly. It's Debbie.
it shows up that way in the computer.
But Bird
right?
typed it in wrong. So now that it's Dilly, it's always Dilly on the screen.
Okay. Right. All right. Here we go.
Let's go to Debbie in Quincy. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, hey, hello, Debbie.
Hey,
how
Debbie.
Are you? Hi.
I was wondering if the King for Queen.
I'm sorry?
I was wondering if the King for Queen advertisement that you had on earlier is still available.
The King to Queen?
King what? For Queen.
King for Queen. Debbie, what are you talking about?
It's an advertisement we run, Debbie?
Right.
What station do you think you're calling?
The sports station.
Okay.
Sure, well, this is the sports station.
I look at us as the sports station.
I think, yeah, most people do. Can you describe this king-queen thing to us? Because I'm not familiar.
Well, okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, Debbie. Let's pop back on hold. Why don't you talk to Liv Schatz back there?
Okay.
Why don't you see if Liv Schatz can clear it up for you?
She told me she wanted to talk Celtics.
That's just her clever ruse to get in here and get a deal on the king-queen, whatever the hell that is. King-queen mattress, maybe?
I don't know.
King-queen, that sounds like a mattress set.
I don't pretend
to
listen.
The king mattress, the queen mattress.
Look, commercial time is my time, Arkan. All right, okay. I go use the facilities down there. That's when I go heat up my food.
Right. How do you put her back on hold?
No, you let her ride, man.
You let the Dilly train ride.
You find out what's been going on with Dilly that day.
I'm not Dilly.
You know, you just let her. I mean, she's obviously, what do you think's more entertaining? You got to keep her rolling. I didn't want a Celtics take. I wanted a King to Queen take.
That's right.
Best again thing, with the Dilly.
Best I thing just ever like that. If it is mattresses, like, where can I take my King mattress and exchange it for a smaller one?
Sounds like a.
I have a brand new Audi. Is there a place where I can get to 86 Audi for it?
Something not quite as valuable. So now.
Now it's a tale of two hosts. Now, Zolak very much encourages the Sarge calls.
He does, but I know Bertrand does not like the Sarge calls.
He finds them annoying. And right. Who can blame him?
Yep. So let's go ahead and get to this, which happened, I believe, during like right around noon on Friday to the Zolak and Bertrand show.
NBC Sports Boston is in studio with us.
Hi, Phil.
On this Friday.
What's up, boys?
Do we have a winner for the Stop and Shop? Can people stop calling?
Yes, people can stop calling. I appreciate your efforts to call in for that $100 gift card. We've already given it away. The winner told Tom on the phone, Sarge sucks.
Again, I don't even mind that. That's off the air. That's what Tom said.
That's not why he won, right? That's not why.
No.
They just slid that in there.
Why he won was because he was the correct caller. But he took his opportunity to express his thoughts on Mike Sarge Riley. It's getting out of control now. It's out of control.
Enjoy it while it lasts, I would say. Because this can't go forever.
I don't know, Phil. I got a bad feeling that this is about to get bigger than it ever was.
I don't think it ends, Phil.
Got a bad feeling about that.
And he's right. Ladies and gentlemen, something that we never thought would be accomplished. Three calls in a row to the same show.
It's a show I've never heard of.
That show, not on our station, but the station across the street.
Really?
Yes.
I've never heard of these guys in my entire life. But obviously, they have a bevy of calls.
Hold on. What time of day was this? Because I think I know what show this is.
Did somebody achieve the elusive Sarge cycle? Take it away, Mustard and Johnson.
Oh, yes. Who the hell are Mustard and Johnson?
They've been in the same time slot for 25 years. Saturday mornings,
so like
9
hobby?
To noon. Craig Mustard used to be the evening host back when I started 25, 30 years ago. Now he does weekends with Larry Johnson, who used to be a cartoonist for the Boston Globe. The two of them have had the same show on Saturday mornings from 9 to noon. They took it off for a while, but the public outcry was such that they were forced to put it back on.
Of course.
There was clamoring.
I'm so happy that this happened to show. This is fantastic.
Apparently this is a show called
neither of them have any sense of humor about this. This is great.
Or did you say they're humorless? Sorry. Oh.
One was a political cartoonist. I can't imagine. He didn't have a sense of humor. All right. Nothing you'd rather be right now than a political cartoonist. Such a vibrant position. All right, here we go.
Joan in Dorchester, you're next on Sports Radio WEEI. Hey, Joan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you that Mike Sarge Riley sucks on the radio. Thanks, guys.
Well, I really appreciate that.
What was that?
Okay, wrong radio station anyway. I don't even know why he even mentioned it because it's the other station.
Well,
he was referencing a guy who works at the other station, Sarge Mike Riley. You know, meaningless.
I don't even know who he is.
617. 617.
That's one.
Well, you're loyal to this.
All right, so
that's one. We got one.
Craig, and that was Craig not is, messing around.
Craig nope. is right at it, man.
He came right
like,
out the box.
I have nothing to do with this. What's wrong with you people?
All right, so that's the beauty of the Sarge cycle. It's because once you get one down, they're a little, it's like it's a jab, and they're a little stunned, and they go, all right, okay, I can get over it.
Right.
Then it's another jab, and then the third one is a haymaker, and that leaves you punch drunk for the rest of the show.
All right, so we have one.
All right,
don't
so this is the
dare make me wait.
This is the next call to something called the Mustard and Johnson show.
You're loyal to this radio station.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, until I mentioned it, you didn't even realize there was another sports radio station in town other than WEEI. All right, one more before we go.
How is that possible? How could you? I believe him.
No.
I just don't know how that's possible.
No.
Like, why would you even say that?
You really need to give the show a listen.
Well, it sounds like
understand it.
So they might not be lying?
No, I think they are. But it's just the way that things are presented, if you understand
well,
what
I'm saying. I got to tell you, John, this Mustard and Johnson show has gotten away from me.
You.
I honestly, 25 years?
25 years, easily. Maybe longer.
Okay. It's not an insult to them. I just never heard of
it. Yep.
Other than WEEI. All right. One more before we go to the break, and we're going to go to...
What are you excited about? Right now, it still seems to be the Patriots.
I have no idea how to pronounce this. Is it Omnaj?
Naj.
Hey, Naj. What's happened to Naj?
Nothing. That last guy's a real comedian, huh?
Oh, God. Yeah. A laugh a minute.
Well, I'm working on the veal right now.
Yep. Tip your waitresses.
He's right, though. That guy sucks for the radio. Mike Starr Riley. Guy's terrible.
All right. Thanks for the call. 617.
Have you waited all that time for that?
What are they,
all that time.
Are they conspiring against poor Mike Riley? I think Mike Riley's a splendid broadcaster. He does not deserve this kind of criticism. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, figure out who's on the line, who isn't on the line.
All right, so...
So he's got one phone, and, like, they're both on hold at the same time, so he's using two phones. He's like, I mean, I wonder if a man bought a burner phone just for this. So he's got, he makes a call, and they hang up, and immediately, Naj is on the phone. So I think you had Joan first, not right. John, right. And then John backwards. Naj.
So what do you do for so the
then
third
they,
one?
Then they go to commercial,
and they gotta straighten everything out.
Okay, whew, thank God these two. By the way, that we just went right into it. Yeah, that guy's a clown. Yeah. But he does suck. And now,
again, this isn't
the
even
third
about Sarge
call.
Anymore.
Is it? No, of course not.
It has nothing to do with Sarge anymore.
Will John from Vegas achieve the 3-in-a-row Sarge cycle? Let's go to the tape.
Oh, this is gonna fluster him.
Let's go to Berg. Is his name Berg in Everett?
Berg
in Everett. You're next on Sports Radio. Hey, Berg.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We'll try to transition away from 9/11 in the sports. See if I can help you out with that.
You need that serious.
Hold on one second. John, back in the studio. Will you put Tom on hold? I hit two callers at the same time. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Berg.
Can you read me?
Yeah, I can read you over now. 10-4, good buddy. 10-4.
Fantastic. Just wanted to say that Sarge sucks in the radio, guys. That's 3 in a row. Sarge cycle.
I wish I knew what that was about. I just hang on long enough at least to explain
calling...
to us.
What you, if they're calling,
I wouldn't know what you're if you're going to insult somebody, at least let us know who you're insulting.
Call the other radio station. That's where he works.
It's a Sarge cycle, baby. John from Vegas getting yeoman's work again.
There's no humor. Trust me. There's no humor.
Oh, you don't say.
A statue.
No.
Bill John from Vegas, a statue right now.
I just think it's funny. He's like, you waited on hold for that long? I'm not guessing there's not a lot of waiting on hold.
Berg and Everett. Oh, man. And he calls it at the end, too. I gotta hear that last one last time. I mean, he just, boom, Sarge cycle.
All right, here we go.
Let's go to... Berg? Is his name Berg in Everett?
Berg
in Everett. You're next on Sports Radio. Hey, Berg.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We'll try to transition away from, 9/11 in the sports. See if I can help you out with that.
Hold on one second. John, back in the studio. Will you put Tom on hold? I hit two callers at the same time. Thank you. All right, go ahead, Berg.
Can you read me?
Yeah, I can read you over now. 10-4, good buddy. 10-4.
Fantastic. Just wanted to say that Sarge sucks in the radio, guys. That's 3 in a row. Sarge cycle.
I wish I knew what that was about. I just hang on long enough at least to explain
calling,
to us.
What you,
if they're calling, I wouldn't know what you're if you're going to insult somebody, at least let us know who you're insulting.
Call the other radio station. That's where he works.
But why would he call here? That's no fun.
And do you know that he was literally one screw up away from not getting the Sarge cycle because he accidentally put Tom on at the same time?
Oh, that's a good point.
And so, like, just fate. It was fate. They said, you know what? I'm going to choose the one to put on. Let's put Tom on hold and take Berg from Everett, which I'm sure he actually said Bird from Everett, yet the phone screener probably screwed that one up.
I will tell you that.
Amazing.
I will tell you that is counterintuitive. I don't know why he'd call this radio station. John from Vegas is far above that. I mean, he's made his hay already here.
I mean, it was this close to getting broken up right there. That was like having a perfect game on the mound, and you almost walked the guy, and then all of a sudden, miracles happen, and John from Vegas has done it. He's now pulled off the star.
John in Vegas is obviously the star, but everyone can feel free to do this at any point. I mean, any call you make to anywhere, even if you legitimately want to talk to the host, just at the end, you just say Sarge sucks.
Aha.
All right, give me one Sarge song.
You want one Sarge one? Yeah. All right, how about...
Creeping around the locker room at the wrestling event. Hey, it's the Million Dollar Man. I'm gonna steal his jock. Bon Jovi gets this morning's Sarge salute.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Money at 5 to Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Will Brinson is a senior writer for CBSSports.com. Usually joins us every Tuesday during the NFL season, but he's kind enough to join us on a Monday this Thanksgiving week. You can catch Will on the Pick 6 podcast available at CBSSports.com and iTunes. Mr. Brinson, hello.
What's up, guys? Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yes, it's like a Wednesday, only it's not going to be any fun when Wednesday comes. All right. Right. What are your plans for Thanksgiving? Do you get to stay home?
No. We have three stops to go to in three consecutive days. First to my father-in-law's house, then to my parents' house, and then to my mother-in-law's house.
You got a good relationship with the in-laws?
Oh, yeah. Great relationship with them. And they think that I'm just a wonderful person, so it should be exciting.
All right. Well, it must be nice.
It's my mother-in-law's actually coming here today and spending the night, so we found that out. So bonus Thanksgiving day for us. Yes, very exciting.
It's very intrusive. All right, so
it certainly is.
Will Brinson, not the greatest news for the Patriots during their bye week yesterday. When you evaluate what Pittsburgh did against Jacksonville in the first half, their offense was absolutely terrible. And there's talk during the telecast that Antonio Brown's about to flip out. Do you think that Antonio Brown is that much of like a psycho? I mean, he's done a bunch of weird stuff, but is he the kind of guy, if he's not getting the ball in a particular game, that he'd flip out?
Well, I mean, I think that he certainly fits into the diva wide receiver mold that we've seen. I mean, like, if you think Odell Beckham would flip out, or I mean, I don't think Antonio Brown really likes Antonio Brown, right? I mean, like so I think that if he were not getting the ball and his team were losing, that he would have some choice words for Ben and the offensive coordinator to say, hey, guys, especially now that Le'Veon Bell is not there. I mean, it's sort of like, hey, like this is, it's Ben's team, but it is. Antonio Brown is the star skill position guy, and he wants the ball, and he believes that if he gets the ball, the team will win. And so, yes, I could see him, having a massive hissy fit if he wasn't getting the ball. In the same way that I would see like T.O. or or Odell or any modern diva wide receiver doing the exact same thing.
All right. So Le'Veon, speaking of Le'Veon Bell, there was talk that both sides were pushing for a deal before the opportunity was gone. What did you hear about that?
Yeah, Bell wanted to play and to get paid, and the Steelers wanted Bell in there because you know, they have a what they believe is a championship window here. And they think that if Bell is on the roster, that they could, you know, make a run for the Super Bowl, and that he gives them an opportunity, you know, if something happens to James Conner, or, you know, in the event that, you know, Antonio Brown. I mean, Bell, they're going to use him in the, as a wide receiver early on when he returned. They presumed he was going to come and sign the franchise tag. So, yeah, both sides wanted to hammer something out because the Steelers think they can make a run. They have a short window with Ben and Brown and those guys, and they want to try and win now. Bell would give him a good shot at doing that, and I think Bell wants to get paid. I mean, now he's in a weird spot. I mean, he's still going to, you know, now he's going to have to deal with the transition tag. He's going to have to deal with, you know, free agency being a hit-or-miss proposition because he hadn't played in 2018. And if he had come back and led the Steelers to a Super Bowl, not only would they be thrilled, but, you know, it would help his value as a free agent.
All right, so looking at where the Patriots are now, and obviously there's a bad taste in everyone's mouth. You know, it's stuck there for 2 weeks because of that cruddy loss to the Titans, who got their doors blown off yesterday by the Colts. We were joking that it was probably their Super Bowl when they played the Patriots, and they had like
100%. They played the Patriots game was their in-season Week 10 Super Bowl, and they showed up to Indianapolis as hungover as, you know, somebody who spent the weekend partying in Louisville, Kentucky.
Sure, without a doubt. And so when you look at where things stand now with the playoff seeding, you know, right now the Patriots are in third. Ahead of them, you have the Steelers in second, and of course the Chiefs are playing tonight. Where does this leave the Patriots? I mean, do they need to have a bye that first week in order to make it to the Super Bowl? And do they have to have at least? Oh man, going to Arrowhead would be a pain in the ass, despite the fact that they had beat them. Where do you think things stand right now with the Patriots and how their future looks?
I think everybody on both sides of the thing needs to get that bye. And I mean, like, you can put the Saints in there. I don't think the Saints are going to fall to third in the NFC, but I mean, certainly they need the Rams need the bye. I mean, everybody needs to buy in the home field advantage more so this year than ever before, I think, because there are the teams are so deep on each side of the field. Like, you know, even if you don't think the Ravens are very good, I know the Patriots fans don't want to see Baltimore come into town in the wild card weekend, right? I mean, that's a team that's given them trouble in the playoffs. I don't think you want to see the Chargers come to town. I don't think you should want – well, maybe the Colts would be fine. But, I mean, I don't know. The Colts are a different Colts team. They're physical. They beat you up. They're dirty in the trenches. Quentin Nelson's mauling dudes. I mean, these teams – like the wild card teams are just really tough matchups for that opening weekend that I think teams don't want to see. And that's why the home field advantage to me is so important, and I think it's doubly important for the Patriots because they have an older quarterback in Tom Brady who, you know, despite the avocado toast and the pliability and all that, is still, you know, he's still 41. Like, man, I'm 37 and I'm limping around just because I'm living life. I can't imagine getting beat up on a football field on a regular basis. And I think you sort of see Brady, you know, things wearing on Brady a little bit as the season goes along, just from a physical standpoint. And so that bye to them is enormous. Now, I mean, like, you can panic about it all you want, but the good news is they have games against the AFC East left, and they should, you know, end up winning many of those games. And, you know, the Steelers have to play the Saints, I believe. It's just going to be a little bit tougher road for the Steelers to get there. The Chargers still have to do, I mean, the Chiefs still have to deal with the Chargers, although their gag loss yesterday certainly put the Chiefs in good position. They have the Rams, of course, tonight. I mean, I think New England can still get it. But, man, it's definitely an important thing for teams to have.
You mentioned the New Orleans Saints, and another quarterback that's older than you is Drew Brees. Is New Orleans the best team in the NFL? And is what Brees doing possibly the best season for a quarterback in NFL history?
Wow. Yeah, maybe. They're definitely the best team in the NFL in my mind. And it's really fascinating that Drew Brees at his age – could manage to sort of flip the narrative. Like, if he makes a run and wins a Super Bowl, there are going to be 5 million columns over the summer where people debate whether Brees is Brees better than Peyton Manning. I mean, like, and that's never ever been on the table at all. Brees is playing at a really high level. He managed to, you know, maintain his game to the point where these rules flipped in 2018, and he's able to take advantage of them because, it's, you know, the Saints offense is a perfect fit for all this. I mean, Sean Payton's dialed in. They're throwing deep on 4th and 7 when they're up 31 points. They're just, it's a stomp the world tour, and Sean Payton is a part of it. And it's, you know, if they can, their defense is starting to get good. I mean, you're really seeing, You know, prove it's in the secondary. Cameron Jordan's playing his tail off. Sheldon Rankins is fantastic. And then the offensive line. This is the formula the Saints had last year, except Breeze is now playing better than he was last year, and they have better weapons. So yeah. it's a problem for other teams.
I've heard a lot of comparisons to the 2007 Patriots, and it's pretty appropriate.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're as loaded as them. I mean, there are dudes on this Saints team that you've ever heard, like Austin Carr and Christian Kirkwood with two Ks. I mean, like, you know, that's not Randy Moss, Wes Welker. But, I mean, Mike Thomas and these running backs, I mean, they're loaded with good weapons. And I just don't see how you stop them. And they also play defense, unlike the Chiefs and Rams.
Yep, it's going to be. I mean, that whatever it is, the NFC Championship game is going to be unbelievable, and it's going to be the over under is going to be a million.
Yeah, it's going to be in New Orleans, and New Orleans already beat the Rams there once. Yeah, so, yeah.
Why do you think Breeze doesn't get the kind of credit that other older quarterbacks performing at a high level have gotten?
It's because he's never been the best quarterback in football when he's been playing. He's never been regarded as the best quarterback in football. You know, you always had Peyton Manning and Tom Brady at first. You can watch a little TV about that. He's talking to Boston. You had Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. You had Tom Brady and Peyton Manning to start with, and then Aaron Rodgers comes along. And so it's always been, all right, who's the best quarterback in football? Is it Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? You know, or is it Tom Brady or Peyton Manning? And with Breeze, I think that he's been downgraded a bit because of Sean Payton's play calling and his ability to put the offense in a good position to win games. But also, you know, that stretch of games where they went 7-9 for three straight years, that dings your value because it's like, well, you know, Breeze is really more like Breeze is always considered more of an offensive player of the year than an MVP candidate. And you know, we were wrong with that. He's never won the MVP. He probably should have been in the discussion for an MVP or at least won one. 2009, certainly he could have been given that the hardware then, and I think that he's going to get a lifetime achievement award this year that is fully deserved for what he's doing just in 2018 alone.
All right. Well, tonight should be a interesting game, a rare Monday night football game that people care about.
And apparently so much so that they got rid of the refs that were going to be calling that game and put in like an all-star ref crew, which I don't think I've ever heard of that happening in the middle of the season.
Yeah,
it's really bizarre. If they get rid of a ref crew at the last minute, if any sport does that, it is a major red flag for me. What did that guy do to get thrown off this game?
Right.
But yeah, like why is it okay for these guys to ref a game that's on at 1 o'clock on Sunday, but if it's time for a marquee primetime matchup, you're not good enough. That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Will Brinson, read him on CBSSports.com. Listen to the Pick 6 podcast available on CBSSports.com and iTunes. Will Brinson, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Likewise, guys. Enjoy your holidays and your time with your relatives, and talk to you next week.
All right. We appreciate it. There you go. That's Will Brinson. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I feel that out of the major holidays, as I celebrate the Christian holidays, that Thanksgiving is by far the worst. It's there's no payout at the end.
I used to feel a little anxiety because, you know, you had to go into a group of people and some people you might not be that comfortable with, until I just made the decision years ago to be like, I'm having Thanksgiving at my place. And anyone who comes to my place, I'm inviting. So I get to pick and choose the guest list. So I can surround myself with people I don't feel will weird me out.
Yeah.
And that kind of changed the game, Fred. It was freeing. It was a great moment. And now Thanksgiving's near the top of the list as far as holidays.
Yeah. You see, Christmas, you get stuff. And then Easter, you don't have to be home. You can go out. But Thanksgiving, you're trapped usually with people you don't see very often.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gone into great detail about my experiences in Thanksgiving involving Yadro clowns.
Sure.
8-year-old beer. There are one thing I don't have is a like relative or someone who comes over to my father-in-law's house that's like a psychopath.
Right. Like a strange relative that you were dreading seeing around Thanksgiving. And I told you the story last week about my friend who had not heard from his cousin in a while, who's going to be going to Thanksgiving because the whole family gets together, and he learned on Facebook that he has turned into a white nationalist. So he's going to have to be celebrating Thanksgiving with him. This is a new thing. He used to be like very quiet, not say anything, and now all of a sudden all of his pictures are interesting, to say the least, on his Facebook page. But I remember there was one Thanksgiving where it was a relative of Mary's, my wife's, who had just started college and came back on Thanksgiving and all of a sudden decided that they were a vegan. And they weren't the types of vegans that don't say anything about being vegan because they don't exist. They were the kind that would shove it in your face on Thanksgiving and make you feel like crap about the food you were eating. And that was fantastic. Like, I mean, just literally would not shut up about it.
Well, that's like the pinpoint age where you're just a self-satisfied prick.
Right, where you're just trying to figure out who you are, and right. You usually pick the worst of all the available options when you're a freshman in college.
And the thing is that it's all well and good that you're vegan and it can save a lot of the environment.
Got no problem about it.
There's nothing wrong with being vegan.
Shut up at Thanksgiving.
It's probably better for your health. There's a ton of advantages. Mm-hmm. I follow John Joseph on the Instagram. I know Rich Roll. These guys are plant-based diets. But I don't want you to tell me about it at all, especially at Thanksgiving.
All right, so if you have somebody that you're dreading seeing this Thanksgiving, a relative or someone who is going to be at the same gathering, 617-779-0985. I actually had a friend who was a vegan for, like, half a year, and I didn't even know about it. And matter of fact, we went to like a steak. The reason we found out is we went to a steak restaurant, which, by the way, if you were obnoxious about it, you'd be like, no, I don't want to go. It was like a group of guys. And so at one point, we're all ordering food, and he's just ordering like sides. And I'm like, you're not going to get a steak? And it took me having to ask him for him to tell me that he was a vegan.
What could he eat aside if he's vegan?
Okay, so there were certain things that you could have that like didn't have like butter in it and things like that. There was and he wasn't being obnoxious about it, but apparently before he got there, because I asked him all about it, he had called because he didn't want to be that guy,
right?
And called and found out like what kind of side, like I think the corn they had didn't have butter on it or something like that, and he asked for his food with no butter or anything like that. So it was so he ended up just having a bunch of sides, but he's the perfect kind of vegan. He wasn't a jerk. It took 6 months for me to finally find out about it.
Right.
Which never happens.
No.
Ever.
I mean, even John Joseph wrote that Meat is for Pussies book. And, I mean, it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. In fact, I saw something that was, someone was talking about giving wells in African countries and building wells, mm-hmm. and a vegan said to them, "You should be, why are you focusing on this particular cause when there are animals being slaughtered all over the place?" And so, like, all right, I understand being plant-based diet is much better for the environment.
Sure.
I understand that the animals are not treated well. Mm-hmm. I understand all those things. And I understand it's much better for your health. And so I get you're doing it. God bless you. You're a stronger person than me. But, you know, I'm not going to stop. I'm just not going to stop. So, you know, I'll try to eat healthier. I'll try to be more, cognizant of what I'm putting into my body. But, you know, I just don't have it in me. Donnie, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
So my situation, it's not so much the person, it's where we go to visit. My great aunt had a house, and she lost it a number of years ago, so she moved into a trailer park right down the street from Gillette Stadium. But she still insists on hosting Thanksgiving, so there's about 20 of us crammed into a single-wide trailer. And there's basically just enough room for us to sit around the tables that she has all lined up from the kitchen all the way down the hallway to her bedroom.
Man.
And then after the Thanksgiving meal is over, she puts a bunch of numbers in a hat and makes everyone draw numbers. And she gives us quote-unquote prizes, which are just her cleaning out her junk drawer.
Yeah.
What kind of great prizes have been given out in past years?
Like pot holders and sewing needles and like just old stuff you'd find at the discount rack at the dollar store.
So do you have to pretend that you're enjoying this?
Oh, everybody puts on the greatest act, and I hope to God she's not listening because I'll feel like a real bag of crap.
This sounds like she wrapped up her damn cat from a Christmas vacation.
Yeah. I'll tell you, as I would imagine that later in the evening, the trailer park can get a little interesting.
You're not kidding. You're not kidding at all.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the situation, but I had to tell you about it, Fred, because any of you'd appreciate it.
Yes. There is nothing like trailer park living.
Well, no,
can you imagine the anarchy in that park around 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving? Just to, like, people outside, like, fighting. It's a very, very a cramped area.
I just love how 20 people in one trailer.
Yeah.
Does nobody in the family say, you know what, Mom, let's just come over to our place this year?
You know, because they want to, you know, they've done it for years, and they don't want to accept that, you know, they don't want to accept that something's going wrong. All right. Ty, what's his last name? Ty Anderson.
Of course.
Ty Anderson covers the Bruins.
I like how everyone else jumped in on that one, Fred. You're like, Ty, and the two of them are like...
Well, I was about to say Ty Food. No, I know Ty Anderson's name.
Okay.
Co-hosted the hockey show over the weekend for the first time.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, well, and there you go.
Ty Sherone, as some people like to call him. He is the nephew of Gary Sherone of Extreme.
Right. Very defensive, if you say anything about Gary Sherone, even lightly.
Well, it's his uncle. It's family, you know?
You better not say nothing about my uncle. I'm really close to him. All right, we'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and every year during Thanksgiving week, do look like a turkey. Baby, pass the gravy. Do look like a turkey. You can win a dinner with me during Thanksgiving week, thanks to WBCN and Strawberries. All you got to do is bring a can of food to any Strawberries Records and Tapes location. Then we'll donate it all to the Boston Food Bank. WBCN will choose 5 winners, each with a guest, to pass the gravy, baby, and to get down and jam with the candied yams. Ow! At Michael's Waterfront Restaurant on Atlantic Avenue. The place with after-dinner shuttle service to the theater district. My. So come on, feed the needy, and win a dinner with me, Steven Tyler. Just drop off a can of food at Strawberries today, and thank you. From all of us in Aerosmith and everybody at The Rock, WBCN.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you're listening to Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you're listening to Teacher and Rich, Toucher. Ooh. Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you know where to Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, give bombs to the bums. I just love how he tried to make free shuttle service to the theater district sounds sexual by adding a ma.
Right. I'm named after this man.
Oh, you named after Steven Tyler?
Yeah, that's my my full name is Tyler.
Tyler, and that was it was because of him?
Yes.
Now, do you know this Ty Anderson, by the way, in studio? Do you know? Does your family know him? Because I know obviously you have rock blood in there with Gary Sherone.
I don't know if they know him actually. I know I'm named after. So my middle name is Lee, named after Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. So
your
like,
parents
wow.
are huge Heschers.
No, it's like a real thing that like we're all named after rock stars in the family. So my sister is Izzy, after Izzy Stradlin from Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
And her middle name is Ray, like CD Ray Vaughan. So yeah, they went all out with this.
Your parents like still wear jean jackets with patches on them?
I think my mother does. Like mother went to Nashville for the Patriots game, and like her favorite thing about that trip was like the Kid Rock bar, and she's like, it's so cool. I'm like, just don't tell me about it. I don't want to know about this like at all. Like this is not appealing to me. But they're all like my mom is that person.
How's your little brother Stapp Kroger doing?
Yeah,
I think that was the butt rock era when he was born.
So if there was another boy born, it was going to be Angus. So like
awesome. As a matter of fact, Angus was like third or fourth on the list. Angus was one of them. I love that name.
Hey, what about me?
Not that Eddie for Eddie Money. No.
No. No, you can have my identity.
Your identity?
Yeah, you take it.
Okay.
But I got news for you. There's some debts.
You got to pay you off.
Yeah, plus hepatitis and okay. Everything else.
All right. Can, I, like,
can I stick you with this needle?
Stick me with the needle?
Yeah, joke's on you, hepatitis. Ha, ha, ha.
Right. I don't think I want that.
I have so many kids looking up to me. They name their kids Eddie. I mean, there's so many kids named Eddie.
Really?
Yeah, it's all the fans.
Yes, Eddie Money.
Yeah.
Eddie Lack of Money.
Huh? Oh, I'm rolling it, baby.
Are you rolling in what?
Right now?
You're on sick?
Well, listen, I don't know what's on my shirt, but I'll tell you this. Is that, did I have a slip and fall at Walgreens?
Really?
I am rolling in it.
So Black Friday, literally. It's your big day. You just like to stand in front of the doors and just let people knock you over and then sue the stores?
No, what you do is it's a two-man operation.
Okay.
You got a guy and you go, whoops-a-daisy, here goes the milk, whoops, my bad. And then I walk by and I go, oh, ass over tea kettle. But the secret is you got to split your head open.
That's a secret. Okay.
Yeah, you got to roll in your blood a little bit. There's got to really be sell it.
Like gushing blood.
Right.
Like a solderized wound.
That does not sound like it's worth the money.
Well, you know, what do you want, a job? Can't work. All right, Ty Anderson is in studio. We will have the headlines, and we'll talk to him about the woes of the Boston Bruins.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.